Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control. My sugar was out of control. Waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Live, live, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. The title of this sermon is Be Nice. That's right, be nice. I have been taken to task by a listener because I am now hateful. And, can't listen to the shows anymore because all the people at EFR are filled with hate. Oh, we're hateful now. We're hateful. The old talk show shows were not this way. We have become hateful. Well, they weren't doing to us what they were doing back in the talk show days when EFR got first started. And you could be a little more mild-mannered then. I'm sure. Let's do some scripture examples of being nice. Okay? Have to be nice. I'm sure Yahweh is nice, right? I remember in scripture when the men of Shechem had their prince come out and took the sister of the Israelites, Dinah, took her back to his palace and just had at her. She wasn't married. Then they came back and said, oh, we'd like to have a marriage. You know, well, too late, she's already defiled. He raped her. Okay. So, what did they do? They said, well, let us consider this. And they went off by themselves and they talked over it. And they said, well, these are uncircumcised heathen. They're not of our people. They've taken our sister. They've raped our sister. Now they want to make marriages with us and be allies, want to do all of this stuff after they have done all this stuff. When we have been commanded by Yahweh not to have anything to do with the people of the land. We're not to make marriages with them. We're not to do anything. So let's see. We're going to tell these people, okay, we can do this, but we have a tradition that all the men have to be circumcised. We can't make marriages and give our daughters to you unless your men are circumcised. And Israel was pretty prosperous in those days, and they were pretty powerful, and these people of Shechem wanted to wanted to make an alliance and do this and do that, even though it was forbidden, but they wanted to do it. They didn't worship Yahweh. So they went ahead, and all the males of Shechem got circumcised. They were all sore. They, you know, an adult getting circumcised is, you know, a lot more to work with there. They were hurting. So two of the Israelites, Shimeon and Levi, waited until they were all laying down, and they went in and just slaughtered the Shechemites, killed them, laid them waste. Now I know Yaakov got upset, says, you have made me to stink in front of all these other Canaanites. Well, yeah, Yahweh wasn't worried about them sticking in front of all these Canaanites. He ordered them to slaughter them and run them out. Take that territory. He didn't tell them to be nice. I'll be nice. They killed them all. Jericho, the big city of Jericho, defied Yahweh and said, we're not going to open to you. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. Israelites marched around it 7 times and blew the trumpets, and the walls fell down, and they went in and they killed them all. Killed them all. Because that's what Yahweh ordered them to do. Was that nice? Be nice. Don't say anything hurtful. Don't show any anger. Just be nice. What's going on with our people today? What is being done to our Israelite brothers and sisters? I listened to a tape on Andy Hitchcock's show of some African saying, we're going to kill them all. We're going to kill their men. We're going to kill their women. We're going to kill their children. We're going to kill their babies. We're going to kill their dogs. We're going to kill their cattle. We're going to kill their goats. We're going to kill them all. Kill them all. What's one of the favorite songs down here? Kill the farmer, kill the boor. The Israelite boors. Is that nice? Are they being nice? Should we be nice to people that are going to do that, to kill us all? Be nice. Is that being nice or is that being weak? What do you think? Yeah, I got, really got laid out by this person for not being nice. That the shows are hateful anymore and they can't listen to the shows because we're not nice. Well, what is the duty of the watchman on the wall? What are the watchmen on the wall commissioned to do? What is their responsibility to their particular city of Israel that they're living in? They are to keep an eye out for the enemy and warn the residents, warn the citizenry, warn the Israelites of an oncoming assault by an enemy. That is what they are supposed to do. And if they don't do that, the death and blood guilt is on them. But if they do that and they warn the people of Israel, and the people of Israel, being hard-headed and somewhat stupid and dumbed down and educated by the devil vision, if they don't listen, their blood guilt, their death is on their own hands. So what do we do here at EFR if we're not being nice? And some of our messages are not nice. I fully admit that. Not nice. You got a Marine Corps platoon, that just fresh green people right off the street, and they got a drill instructor. And he's trying to get these Marines prepared to go into battle, to save their life, to make them aware of the dangers and train them for survival in a battle situation. Are the Marine Corps drill instructors known for being nice? Are they nice? Are they warm and fuzzy and touchy-feely? Are they nice? Is nice going to get that job done, training those young people to not get killed and to take care of business on the battlefield and kill the enemy? You going to be nice about that? Are they going to listen to you if you are nice? No. No, they're not. They're not going to listen. They'll think you're weak and they won't respect you. Some of them will want to go home. I want to go home. I don't like this. Well, tough. All right, what's the situation in the world today? We've got ongoing, continual, increasing genocide against our people. You want to deny that? That's on you. I don't care. I'm not nice. I'm going to be hateful. I don't care. But our people are dying at an alarming rate, and it's increasing. And some of the Israelites that are joining the remnant, that are coming over off that fence, are waking up. And they're rebelling. We've got wars and rumors of wars and all this violence all around the planet. We've got rape gangs. We've got little children being chewed up by Somalis in our schools. Murders. Honor killings. Muslim terrorists. Jihadists. We've got all these enemies coming at Israel. All of these enemies. It wasn't that way 20 years ago we had a little more time. Well, now we don't have any time anymore. Time's running out. We don't have time, honestly, to be nice about it. It's wake up, they're killing us. That's the message we have to get out. We're becoming somewhat desperate to try to wake up the people. And a lot of them are going down for the count. A lot of them are dying out there because they don't want to hear a harsh message. Well, we're watchmen on the wall and we are crying out. The enemy, the enemy, the enemy is here. Watch out. Be ready. Get ready for battle. And those that will not listen and will not prepare is as the days in the watchmen on the wall. Their blood guilt is on them. We can't make them do anything. We can't make them wake up and prepare. We can't make them get ready for battle. We can't make them fight. And if they just get slaughtered, whose fault is that? It's not our fault. It is not the fault of the people that are teaching and preaching on the FR. Okay? We have a responsibility to our race of Israel. We have a duty to fulfill. And sometimes, honestly, brothers and sisters, it's not fun and it sure isn't nice. When you see what's going on in the world today, how has Yahweh dealt with in the past, the enemies of Israel, when the enemies of Israel threatened his chosen people? He slaughtered them. Who is behind and paying for and financing and engineering this attack? Who's doing that? Who is coordinating and engineering this attack on true Israel? Who's doing that? Who are we primarily fighting against? We're fighting against the devil and his children. Correct? The devil and his children want to wipe out our race. And there are those of our race that are saying, oh, that's hateful. That's not nice to say that. Kumbaya, we all have to get along. Well, what's Yahweh got to say about these people in these last days, which we're now in? Times have changed. Things are accelerating rapidly. What does Yahweh say about these people? Book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 18. And the house of Yaakov shall be a fire, and the house of Yosef a flame, but the house of Esau for stubble. And they shall burn among them, and they shall consume them, so that no survivor is left of the house of Esau. For Yahweh has spoken. Is that nice? Is it nice? Is Yahweh going to be nice to those people? Kumbaya. Got to be nice. Is that message too harsh for you? Is that hateful? Is that hateful? Oh my, that's not nice. Not nice at all. Is the continuing genocide of our people nice? Are they being nice to us? So we should be nice back to them? They're so nice. Are the Noahide laws nice? Are the laws that they are passing all over and have passed in some of the European countries that you're not even allowed to criticize? Is that nice? What's the effect of those laws? They just keep on doing their evil, and you're not even allowed to say anything about it. You're not allowed to have a watchman on the wall. You're not allowed to listen to regular programs like this one. Is that nice? Are they being nice as they are exterminating our people and breeding us out of existence? Brainwashing our children, vaccinating our children with poisons. Is that nice? But we have to be nice, right? We have to be nice. Above all, be nice. Don't be hateful. Psalm 94. Verse 1. O Yahweh, El of vengeance, O El of vengeance, shine forth. Raise yourself up, O judge of the earth. Render punishment to the proud. Verse 3. Yahweh, how long are the wrong? How long are the wrong going to exult? Verse 4. They pour forth words. They speak arrogantly. All the workers of wickedness boast in themselves. Verse 5. They crush your people, O Yahweh, and they afflict your inheritance. Verse 6. They kill the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Verse 7. Yet they say, Yah does not see, and the Elohim of Jacob pays no heed. Is that nice? Is that nice? My, that sounds hateful. That's hate speech, isn't it? That's not nice. Not nice. My. You mean our divine being, Yahweh, is sometimes not nice? He's not nice. Oh, my. Imagine that. Not nice. When are we going to wake up fully and take care of this Esau business? And if anybody is under the strong delusion that it's going to be nice, you certainly don't know anything about war. And if you don't think this is a war, you don't think this is a war? Are you an ostrich and you stuck your head in the sand because you don't want to see the lion approaching? What happens when the lion gets there and you got your head in the sand? He bites that head off at the neck and then eats the ostrich. Is that nice? Is it nice? Are we to be nice with our murderers? John 8:44, you are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you wish to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and has not stood in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks the lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Is that nice? Oh, that's hate speech. That's I'm sorry. I'm being a jerk. I'm mocking. But I can't help it. Oh, you're so harsh lately, Pastor Steve. I'm sick and tired of watching our people sleep themselves into suicide. They're sleeping away their lives. They're asleep, and it's fatal. It is fatal. Their sleeping is killing them. Literally, not. This is not a metaphor. It's not a figure of speech. Our people are dying. Our people are being murdered. Our people are being genocided. Is that nice? Are we to be nice to those that are doing that to our people? Is that the nature of Israel, that we have become so nice that we are that weak that we willingly lay down like lambs to the slaughter? Is that niceness, or is that absolute insanity? I'm sorry if I'm harsh lately, but these are harsh times. I'm trying to wake up this remnant. I'm trying to help them survive. And if I have to be like a drill instructor sometimes and I have to holler a little bit, I am very sorry about that. That I have to be not nice. But reality is not nice these days. Reality isn't nice in these times. And we need to deal with reality, not touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy. Touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy gets our people killed. That's what's going on. Our people are being killed. Our people are not standing up. Our people are not fighting back. Some are, but not enough. They're sleeping. They're sleeping their way into destruction. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6. Since Elohim shall rightly repay with affliction those who afflict you. Is that nice? Verse 7. And to give you who are afflicted rest with us when the Master Yeshua is revealed from heaven with his mighty messengers. Well, that sounds nice, doesn't it? But what are these mighty messengers going to be doing? Oh, he's here. He's got his messengers. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. He's here. Okay. And verse 8. Oh my, this is hateful. Verse 8. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know Elohim and on those who do not obey the good news of our Master Yeshua Messiah. Verse 9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Master and from the esteem of his strength. Verse 10. When he comes to be esteemed in his set apart ones, that's Israel, the remnant, and to be admired among all those who believe in that day because our witness to you was believed. Is that nice? Is that warm and fuzzy, touchy-feely nice? Is he going to be nice to the servants of the devil? Nice. Boy, what a misused term. It's such a bland word. It's just, oh, we gotta be, it's gotta be nice. Everything has to be nice. When you're living in a safe society and you're planning a little dinner party for some of your friends, and all your white friends come over and your wife has prepared a nice dinner, and she set out all the good plates and the glasses and everything, and the table looks so nice, and she's dressed up in a nice fluffy little foo-foo dress, and she looks so nice. That's where the word applies. That's nice. Okay? Nice. But when you as an Israelite are confronted by the harsh reality and the murder and the violence in today's degenerating rapidly society, that's not nice. And you cannot, if you wish to survive, and you wish your children to survive, and you wish your race to survive, you cannot be nice to those that are trying to destroy you. Yahweh has never told us to be nice to them. Never. Get over that. That's that liberal, touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy claptrap. Being nice and never saying anything harsh and, oh, preach the word, but be nice about it. Well, sometimes the word isn't nice. Sometimes the subject matter of what's going on in this wicked world today isn't nice. And you can't preach a nice message. You can't be nice when you're trying to wake up. People are going to be slaughtered if they don't wake up. You have to get their attention. Some of them will pay attention and some of them will not, and they doom themselves. The watchmen on the wall are sounding the alarm, and sometimes the alarm is not nice. But it's an alarm. And the result is some are waking up and preparing. Some are still sleeping into suicide. A nice message in these days, not 10 years ago, these days. 10 years made a great bit of difference. The message is a lot harsher by necessity. It's what is needed for the times. We can't be nice about it because it's ugly, it's dirty, it's violent, it's bloody, and more to come in increasing evil. Not nice, does not require a nice, soft, warm and fuzzy message. The time for the nice message and the warm and fuzzy, touchy-feely stuff has come and gone. All right? Now, he has raised up and changed Eli. This person said, Eli and David James and the rest of us, we're not nice anymore. Darn Skippy, we're not. We're watching our people be slaughtered. That's not nice, and we can't afford nice. What's warm and fuzzy and touchy-feely get you? It gets you dead. That's what it gets you. Gets you dead. Gets your children dead. Gets your wife dead. Get your cousins and your brothers and your aunts and your uncles and your mom and dad dead. That's what nice gets you now. It gets you dead. Because that's how serious it is now. Not 10 years ago. Now. And if that's harsh and that's hateful, that's too bad. You either get up and get ready or sleep on into suicide. I can't take everybody to raise. I don't have the time. I'm one man. I can only reach who I can reach. Those that will hear. Those that will not hear will sleep into suicide. Because I can't be nice anymore. I can't be nice. Everything is, since I got out and got on EFR, things have changed drastically. It's ugly out there. And it's getting worse day by day by day. The atrocities committed against our people are expanding exponentially. They're getting worse and worse and worse and worse. But we should be nice? You know what? Be nice? Well, those really nice 30 cal automatic sniper rifles that they've got and 10,000 rounds of ammunition. That would be nice. Is that harsh? Oh, Pastor Steve, to talk about such things, that's not nice. What do you think we're going to use in this war? You think we're going to use pea shooters or slingshots or fly swatters? The people that are urging me to be nice don't know doodly squat about being in a battle. They've never taken rounds. They've never had bullets singing past their head. I have. All right? I have. Eli has. Can't be nice. War isn't nice. And that's what we're looking at now. We're looking at war. Good against evil. The war in heaven has never ended, and now it's exploding on this planet. They want dominion. They want to take dominion away from the sons of Adam and give it to their evil father. And the lust of their father they wish to do. And the lust of their father is to kill all of us. And that show ain't nice. Seeing white children slaughtered is not nice, and that's going on. Oh, that's surely not. That's not nice. Don't talk about such things. You have to give a warm message to welcome people in. Yeah, it's going to be a warm message, all right. It'll be a hot time in the old town tonight when the bullets start flying, won't it? You think you're going to get out of this without conflict? Oh, we'll be raptured. They'll suck us all up. Yes, the cosmic vacuum cleaner's coming. That sucks, all right, but it doesn't suck you up off the planet. That's another lie, another deception. And they've got people out there that believe that. They're fooled by it. Because they want to be nice. They want to avoid conflict because they're afraid. They're afraid. Yeah, they're afraid. Okay. Should they not be afraid? Shouldn't they be afraid? I don't know. Revelations chapter 9, verse 18. A third of mankind was killed by these three plagues, by the fire and the smoke and the sulfur which came out of their mouths. Is that nice? Is that nice? Well, chapter 11, Revelation, verse 18. And the nations were enraged, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead to be judged, and to give the reward to your servants, the prophets, and to your set-apart ones. That's the remnant. And to those who fear your name, small and great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth. Not going to do it with a fly swatter. Now, won't be any fly swatters in play. It's not going to be nice. You don't have a nice little war. All the wars that have taken place beforehand on this planet are going to pale in comparison. It says blood will be up to the horses' bridles. Is that nice? Is that nice? Are we going to prepare our people to survive this by being nice? Going to be nice? No. No, sir. No, there's no nice to this. I'm sorry. I'm so harsh. But reality in this plane of existence that we exist in has become harsh. And I have to respond to the situation at hand. I cannot afford to water things down. I'm sorry. This is what they have planned for us, okay? This describes what they've done to us. Revelation 20, verse 4, this describes what he sees. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them, and the lives of those who have been beheaded because of the witness they bore to Yeshua and because of the word of Elohim, and who did not worship the beast nor his image and did not receive his mark upon their foreheads or upon their hands. Judgment's going to be given to those that have been beheaded. And what have they got stored? What did I do about the Noahide laws? I told you about the guillotine. That's the law of the devil that anybody who's a Christian is to be beheaded. They're going to kill us. They're continuing to kill us. And if we don't fight for our lives, we will die. What does Yahweh say for us to do? Occupy until the end, even unto death, and you will have no fear of the second death. And it says in scriptures, anyone who will not wet his sword with blood in the fight against evil, he shall be accursed. Yeshua said, if I did not have to do what I have to do, then mine would fight. Sell your cloak and buy a sword. Well, the time for the sword is coming. Is this nice? Chapter 21 of Revelation, verse 7. The one who overcomes, Israel, the overcomers, shall inherit all this. And I shall be his Elohim, and he shall be my son. Verse 8. And this isn't nice. This is hate speech. This is hateful. Okay? It's not nice. Verse 8. But as for the cowardly, The ones that want everything nice. It's got to be nice. The cowardly and untrustworthy and abominable and murderers and those who whore and drug sorcerers and idolaters and all the false. Their part is in the lake which burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. That's hate speech. That's not nice. Shouldn't preach that kind of message, Pastor. You should teach love. Love, love, love. All you need is love. Da, 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 da. All you need is love. Da, 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 da. All you need is love. Love until they rape you to death. Pardon me. That's hate speech. What's going on? They're raping and then cutting the throats of the victims. And they're raping little children. And child sex traffic and child sex rings. And selling little children and aborting children and selling the body parts and then eating the body parts and drinking the blood. Is that nice? Are these people nice? Are they nice? Should we be nice to them? Well, I got about 3 feet of nice steel here. Razor sharp. It's called a katana. I'm going to be nice. And when this breaks out and we are given the go-ahead I've already got my sword. I don't need to sell my cloak. I'll have a cloak too. What has been the heritage of Israel all through history? We have been his weapons of war and his battle axe. And he's used us to destroy all these enemies. He's slaughtered some with his mighty messengers and plagues. He's zapped a bunch of them, made them afraid. But who's had to do the grunt work on the ground? Israel. Who's going to have to do the grunt work in the upcoming fight? The man of Israel. Man of Israel. And as it says in verse 8, of chapter 21 in Revelations, but as for the cowardly, if they won't stand for Yahweh and they won't fight for their own people and they will allow these people to genocide, then they deserve their death. And if that's harsh and that's hateful and that's not nice, I'm so not sorry that I said that. Oh, how would you know? I've been there. I've done that. I've been in a firefight. I'm on the radio all the time. You don't think I'm at risk? You don't think David James is at risk? You don't think Eli's at risk? You don't think Andrew Harry Carrington and Hitchcock is at risk over there in Britain with all their laws? Paul English, anybody that voices an opinion, you get locked up just for saying the wrong word in a pub. They'll lock you up. Okay, that's not nice, but that's reality. Reality and niceness are two different things. And the sooner our people realize that reality sometimes is not nice, the better off they're going to be. Our people need to toughen up. They've had it too soft too long. They've been lulled into sleep. And this sleep is a sleep of death. Slumber their way into suicide. They don't want to see so bad. They don't want any conflict. They don't want any trouble so badly that they will ignore it until it's too late. And I'm sorry, but I cannot take those people raised. My voice is raised out here for those that will wake up and will stand. And I'm very sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but for those that will not stand and will not get off that fence and are wishy-washy, Yeshua said, "Depart from me, ye accursed, I never knew you." Well, depart from me, you cowardly, you naysayers, you name callers. If you're not going to fight, just do me one favor. Just one. Stay the hell out of my way, because I'm going to fight. And I'm an old man, and I'm not a young man anymore, and I can't do the stuff I did when I was young. But one PO'd old Israelite warrior is sure better than a blank, isn't it? Huh? It's better than 10 of these fence sitters. And if that's harsh and if that's not nice, that's just too bad. I don't have time to be nice anymore. My people are being slaughtered. And if that makes me angry and the anger comes out in my messages, that's how it is. Deal with it. And if you want to use your off button and you can't listen to the messages, turn it off. Turn it off. Sit on your fence. I hope you get splinters. Sick and tired of it. Tired of the whiners, I'm tired of the criers, I'm tired of the weaklings. Well, you've become harsh. Yeah, I'm getting harsh. Wait till the battle starts. You want to see harsh? All right, I'm the guy that you want in the foxhole with you. Because I'll cover your butt, okay? I'll look out for you, brother. You don't want one of these namby-pamby nice people in there. You want a warrior, and a warrior sometimes, if he's in a battle, cannot afford to be nice. And it gets bloody, and it gets ugly. And the death, and the smell, and the horrors. These sleeping people that have been asleep so long in their niceness are going to see things. Their hearts will fail from fear. They'll die from fright, a lot of them. They'll die from fright. I can't help that. You think I like the prospect of that? You think that's fun, that I'm looking forward to this? I'm shaking in my boots and I'm dreading every minute because I know what's coming. It's going to be horrible. And the suffering and the mayhem and the maiming and the pain and the screams will be all too real. All too real. And a lot of my brothers that I love are going to go down. Maybe me with them, but I'll be back. And that's the assurance I have from my Father Yahweh in heaven. I won't suffer that second death. I just won't have to. Well, I'm going to end it there for today. My website is www.pastor-steve.com. All my shows are there. I'm coming down to the end of Wake Up Call. I'll finish the recordings this month, and they will air, and the final recordings in Revelation will play probably in January. The Revelations will start at the last part of this month and then play into January, and then it'll all be repeats. But Wake Up Call will go on. Be a new show now that I have more time, and I'm coming down the end, and I've got a little leeway. I'm doing new wake-up calls each week because it's more and more and more active out there, more interesting. That's not necessarily a good thing. It's an old Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. And it's getting interesting. Stay strong, brothers and sisters. Toughen up. Prepare yourself spiritually first and physically second. And get ready to fight. Because it's coming whether we want it or we like it or not. It's not promised to be nice. And when we are in battle, we cannot be nice either. We have to have a zeal for our Father and His house and fight for Israel, true Israel, and stop this genocide and defeat the enemy. All praise and all glory to Yahweh Most High, and to Yahshua HaMashiach. May He return soon. Death to Edom.
Live, live, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
Here I lay up on my dying pillow. Round my bed I see those tear-dimmed eyes. They are watching the saddest thing that can happen. They're seeing a sinner as he dies. Me. Claims me, no one says.